The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Hello again, everybody. I'm David Sears. Welcome into Bell to Bell. I will be guiding you through this journey of professional wrestling right here on the Tony Curry Radio Network. First up, let's talk about the big World Heavyweight Championship tournament the WWE is currently hosting. On SmackDown, we saw two triple threat matches where the winners were Seth Rollins and Finn Balor. They squared off in the main event to allow them to have a chance to represent Raw at Night of Champions in Saudi Arabia. Seth Rollins gets the victory in a well-fought match with surprisingly no interference from the Judgment Day. Seth Rollins, of course, will be headed to Saudi Arabia in what is called the co-main event. SmackDown also had two triple threat matches where AJ Styles and Bobby Lashley were the winners. They squared off in the main event of SmackDown where we saw AJ Styles win. So AJ Styles versus Seth Rollins for the new World Heavyweight Championship created by the WWE will be there. We also found out that the co-main event of Night of Champions will be a Universal Tag Team title match. Unified Tag Team title match between Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, which is really interesting considering the history there where Sami had not been allowed inside of Saudi Arabia due to his Syrian descent, versus not the Usos, but Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa. Roman will try to bring the tag team titles back to the bloodline with Solo. That is an interesting choice there again, because not only do you have the dynamics outside the ring and behind the scenes with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens going in to Saudi Arabia for the first time in their WWE careers, but you also have Roman Reigns. Are they going to put all the belts on Roman? I know it's a joke that Roman will eventually possess every belt the WWE has, but you really have to wonder what's the end game here. Are they going to have something with the Usos causing a loss for Roman and Solo? Will they actually put the belts on Roman and Solo and let Roman have all the gold? It's fun. You've got a lot to look at. You're very concerned about Sami and KO's chance about heading into Saudi Arabia as leaving Saudi Arabia as champions. Now, we also have AEW going on right now, and we're having a huge announcement this week. I know, shocker, Tony Khan with another huge announcement. Now, the rumor is this will officially be the announcement of Collision, the new Saturday night show that's supposed to start shortly. It'll be on TNT. It'll be Saturdays from 7 to 9 Central Time. It'll be a two-hour wrestling show. The big rumor is CM Punk will be the featured wrestler on Saturday Night Collision. Again, we're still waiting to see him actually make a return after last year's Brawl Out debacle where CM Punk and his friends got in a fight with the Elite, which is Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks. We shall see if CM Punk does make his return. A lot of people are suspecting that this is going to build towards All In, the new pay-per-view that will be in London, England at Wembley Stadium, where they have 70,000 tickets sold slash given away so far, which is a huge, huge deal for AEW. Now, will we see this Saturday night show announced? All likelihood, yes, because they're getting closer to when it's supposed to debut. They're going to supposedly do it Memorial Day weekend, the night before Double or Nothing, have a wrestling show, much like SmackDown does, the four WWE pay-per-views on Saturday night. Now, the main event of Double or Nothing has been set as a four pillars match, Sammy Guevara versus Darby Allin versus Jungle Boy versus the champion MJF. Now, early on, there was a t-shirt. They were the four pillars of AEW, the new young faces that were going to get a chance to excel there. It should be a fun match. I'm very interested to see what they do with MJF. MJF really hasn't wrestled much over the past 2 years. When he does, it has been important. But for the most part, He's been running his mouth and doing the trials of Jericho, the trials of Cody, all those different things he's done, but never actually really wrestled. So he's not really a fighting champion. He's actually wrestled less than Roman Reigns has over Roman's reign. I know that's fun to say. So you've got a really weird dynamic there with MJF. Now, also in AEW, we have a big announcement that Elevation and Dark are going away. With that being said, the show on Friday night, Rampage, will start to focus more of the undercard, the lower card and middle card, giving the younger wrestlers some experience there. I've heard it compared to much like Sunday Night Heat, if you remember that from the WWE back, used to air on MTV and then USA and then back again on MTV, where they basically put the cruiserweights and middle card people there. I think that's a smart idea. I know it'll be easier for the talent of AEW to not have to work the shows on Wednesday and then go tape on Saturday in Orlando. Now, the new schedule that we're rumored to get is Dynamite and Rampage will tape together on Wednesday. And then on Saturday, the new ROH show will tape with Collision. So you're going to, if you go to an AEW live television event, you're going to get at least 3 hours of wrestling. So be prepared to sit there for a while. I think that's a smart move. Get your dollars worth. I know main event tapes with Raw and SmackDown, you get one or two main event matches before you get the real show. And then of course the dark match. So I think this is a smart move by AEW to keep costs down. I don't know what they've been paying to rent out the facilities at Universal Orlando for ROH, but to have a live crowd with a bigger crowd, more exposure to the ROH television show will be helpful. I think they're going to eventually have to move ROH off Honor Club. I don't know how many people want to pay $10 a month just to watch an ROH TV show. Yes, you have access to the ROH pay-per-views, but you also, you don't get the old ROH pay-per-views. But you don't get the new ROH pay-per-views for free the way you did with the WWE Network, where you paid $10 a month, $9.99, but let's be real, it was really $10 a month, and you got access to the entire WWE library as well as the WWE pay-per-views each week. You also got NXT when NXT was still on the network, which I think was far better. But we still don't know what the plan is for ROH going forward. We need to see them kind of take off on their own, and I think they need a TV deal. Again, Warner Brothers Discovery owns True TV, TBS, and TNT. I think if you want to just test some waters, put ROH on True TV. I mean, are you really going to miss 2 hours of Impractical Jokers? I mean, they aired that thing pretty much 24/7. On True TV, might as well put on a wrestling show, see how it does there. Now, in other news, the Jeff Hardy situation has been resolved. He got booked for another DUI that's caused a suspension last year through this year. He will be serving a suspended sentence. He will have no driver's license for the next 5 years. So he will be unable to drive legally. And if he violates this, he will go to jail for a long time, which is sad, but hopefully Jeff will finally get his act together. In other news, Medusa, aka Alundra Blaze, has said that she wants to wrestle Trish Stratus. In a tweet from May 12th, she said, "Trish has set the women back and turned them into a sideshow after all the work I did to get the women respected and legitimize them as the superstars they are. Do you really think I literally threw the title in the trash without a plan of longevity and meaning? Trish brought in the blueprint that WWE used for decades that had to be undone by the women who were inspired by men and the women that came before her. Trish made room for the Bella Twins and others, but I built the foundation for the Four Horsewomen." Now, Medusa does have a new book out called The Woman Who Would Be King, and it's getting good reviews. I plan on purchasing that and reading it. But she was the women's wrestler for the most part of the WWE. She really did a ton with Bull Nakano and that great wrestling event. Her showing up on Nitro and throwing away the WWE women's title was a big deal, partly That led to the Montreal Screwjob because Vince was afraid of Bret the Hitman Hart doing much of the same thing with the WWE title. And she was a pillar of women's wrestling. She was legitimate. She was more than just a pretty face. She could actually hang with Bull Nakano and those Japanese wrestlers they brought in, Luna Vachon, all of these women wrestlers that were real wrestlers before Vince started bringing in Sable after the invasion angle, Stacy Keibler and Tori Wilson, all of those women who were more eye candy, who Vince tended to push towards Playboy, if you remember all of those. And I'm sure if you're a fan of the Attitude Era during that time, you do remember Sable's Playboy spread. You remember Maria Kanellis in Playboy. You remember Tori Wilson in Playboy. You remember Ashley Mazzaro in Playboy. That was a big thing. Vince was really pushing the sexual aspect of the women instead of focusing on the wrestling. Now, when we had Paige show up with take the title off AJ Lee the night after WrestleMania 30, that sort of ushered in the new era of wrestling. It gave us the Give Divas a Chance hashtag, where women's wrestling started to get pushed to be just as important as men's wrestling. You had Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, Sasha Banks, and Bayley all established themselves as the new four horsewomen. They did a great job. You eventually got women's tag team titles brought back into the WWE. All of this was important, and Alundra Blaze is the foundation of that. Now, I think this would be smart to do, bring in Alundra for a one-off. I mean, we all know we're building towards Becky and Trish at SummerSlam. Why not give Trish Alundra? Alundra says she can still hang. I believe her. She's in tremendous shape. I think the fans would enjoy that, especially we've got a couple more pay-per-views before we actually get to SummerSlam in Detroit. Why not just go ahead and put a legend in there against another legend? Remember when we had the Legends of Wrestling take on Chris Jericho, and we found out Ricky the Steamboat can still go, and he ended up getting a pay-per-view match the next pay-per-view on Backlash, WrestleMania Backlash then, against Jericho, and he did really well. People were very excited to see Ricky the Steamboat Dragon get one more match in the WWE. Why not do that with Alundra Blaze? You've already brought in Lita. You've got Trish Stratus. Why not have Becky and Alundra team up to take on Trish and Bayley, I guess, would be a fun one if you're going to do a tag team match, if you're worried about Alundra Blaze being able to go a full singles match. Might as well do a tag match. I think this is a great idea. She is a pillar of women's wrestling, the modern era. She's a respectable woman. She does not have all the baggage that the Fabulous Moolah has, that you definitely see with her allegations of pimping women out and making them sleep to get sleep with promoters to get paydays. Alundra Blaze fought hard. She was in the WWE when Vince really didn't care about women wrestling. He basically, after the Sherry Lauper touchdown WrestleMania incident, never really cared much more about professional wrestling for women after that. The only reason he went with it was because of the social media push, and he knew he could make a lot of money. Again, the WrestleMania main event with Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair, and Becky Lynch is regarded as one of the groundbreaking moments for women's wrestling here in the United States. And finally, during a recent appearance on the Maggie and Perloff show, AEW president and CEO Tony Khan was asked about the rumors of CM Punk returning to AEW with the show scheduled for Punk's hometown of Chicago. Again, it is heavily rumored that Punk will make his return to the company at the new show Collision on June 17th at Chicago's United Arena. AEW also has Dynamite and Rampage taping scheduled for the Wintrust Arena on June 21st in Chicago. Now, Khan has said that he won't comment on it due to the ongoing possible legal matters we're going to have of Brawl Out, due to the possible lawsuits we will have from Brawl Out. So he has really stayed away from this as much as he can. He was quoted as saying on the show, "I can't comment on that, but I do think it's very exciting that AEW is running a lot of big events. Chicago has been one of the best cities for AEW for a long time, and I'm very excited to be back there. It's a home city to me personally growing up in Illinois and spending most of my life there until my dad got involved in the NFL. I moved to Jacksonville. Now I live on the road every week, literally 52 weeks a year, but it'll be great to be back in Chicago, certainly for AEW. When he was asked about the brawl at All Out, he said, well, I can't really comment about it. I haven't talked about that particular situation since it happened specifically, but I think in the same time, since AEW has continued to hit new heights and grow, and I have a lot of respect for all the people you just said as professional wrestlers, and I think we have a great company going on right now. And certainly every Wednesday night on TBS, some of the wildest action, and certainly this week, I think was one of the best episodes we've ever done. And with a big announcement coming next week, I think we've been able to sustain and continue to develop as a wrestling company. I really want to see what happens with CM Punk. I think the rumored main event for All In Wembley Stadium with FTR and CM Punk versus the Elite will put butts in seats. We'll probably push them over 100,000 people if they configure the stadium to do that, because people want to see Punk take on Kenny Omega. Eventually, this is going to happen in a singles match. We know what's coming. Right now, Omega is doing his best to deal with the Blackpool Combat Club, especially after this Wednesday night where Don Callis betrayed Omega, stabbed him in the back with a screwdriver, allowing Moxley to get the victory in a bloody cage match. So that story's not done yet. You've got Punk versus the Elite. FTR, big friends of Punk. They all love Bret Hart. They're all very much established in that camp. I think you need to eventually pull the trigger on it. I say, what better place than All in Wembley Stadium? Have a main event there that will allow you to put butts in seats despite the rest of the card. The rest of the wrestlers will be great, but if you do Punk and FTR versus the Elite, or Punk versus Omega, just do a singles match, that will put butts in seats. I'll get eyeballs on the pay-per-view buys. It would be a glorious and tremendous thing. Now, we're also still going to get All Out a week later after All In. So don't think that All In or All Out is going away. We're still going to get, which is basically the WrestleMania of AEW with All Out. So all of that being said, Punk versus Omega, it's going to happen, whether it's at All In, whether it's at All Out, whether it's at Full Gear, it's going to happen. We're going to see this. Punk will be back. There's too much money to be made, especially with Tony Khan right now and Omega. So all of that to say, Punk is going to definitely come back. I guarantee it. He will be back on June 17th to put butts in seats for Collision. He already did it with the live Rampage when they were at the United Center. It was just a rumor and they sold it out. So they know there's money to be made with Punk. People still love Punk. I still love Punk. I want to see him wrestle some more. I want to see him go out on his own terms. I am excited about this possibility. I have marked June 17th on my calendar. I cannot wait to see what's happening with that. Now, we will be back more with Bell to Bell later on. I'll try to do it once a week right here on Tony Curry Radio. Aaron will join me eventually when his schedule allows it. He's very busy. For all our fans who have enjoyed us and missed us, we're glad to be back. We'd like to thank Tony Curry for this opportunity to be back doing wrestling on podcasts on the Tony Curry Radio Network and the Tony Curry Podcast Network. If you would, please download and subscribe to Bell. We'll be on Spotify, iTunes, all of that. All of the major indices have us on there. Look for Tony Curry Radio. We're part of that network. You'll be able to listen to us. You can still find our old episodes out there, though we're not allowed to repost them due to the terms of our agreement with Cumulus. And thank you, Ryan Haney, for letting us have this opportunity to have our name and logo back. We really appreciate that, and all of those at Cumulus that made this possible. We will be back every week recording on Sundays and looking forward to wrestling for the next week. We are also going to do special ones when big news breaks, so be prepared for that. And remember, you can listen to us Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. on Tony Curry Radio, right here on Tony Curry Radio. You'll have Bell to Bell. And for Aaron Daniel, who's not with us, but will be with us one day, I'm David Sears saying have a nice day.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.